The 62-year-old founder and CEO of Strong Financial is the highest-level executive brought down in a national mutual fund scandal. Richard Strong has agreed to pay a $60 million fine and not work in the securities industry ever again. Investors who lost out because of his activities will get $80 million from the Menominee Falls-based company, plus money from Strong himself. Wisconsin Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says the settlement serves two purposes.
We have attempted to create within the settlement a mechanism by which the company can move forward while at the same time holding it and its officers and principals accountable.
Strong Financial still manages Wisconsin's college savings plan called EdVest. One of those investors is Bill Van Leeschout of Madison. He was worried when accusations of improper trading surfaced last fall, but he thinks the settlement is fair and is glad it won't bring the company to its knees.
There really is nothing more dangerous than an injured dog. And I felt that Strong's was just that sort of animal, and that if anybody or any entity could right a ship, it would be them. That's why I elected to keep the funds there, because I thought, you know, how they would have to be clean from this point forward.
Strong Financial was snared in a widespread mutual fund investigation launched by New York's Attorney General. Some are critical that Elliot Spitzer went public with allegations early. UW-Milwaukee finance professor Mark Shog says that jeopardized the investment company.
This is a case where charges were made known. Meanwhile, the company then just twists in the wind for several months. They hemorrhage funds. Lots of shareholders are hurt. Jobs are threatened.
Strong Financial was among more than 20 mutual fund companies across the nation under investigation for letting big investors make rapid-fire trades. Prosecutors say Richard Strong used a practice called market timing to net nearly $2 million. In a written statement, he apologized to investors, saying he let them down. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.